The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Welcome to The Rescue Worker. I'm so glad that you have joined us today for this journey through the Gospel of Luke. We are trying to experience Jesus Christ because we understand He is our Savior, our Lord, our model. And we are Jesus' apprentices, trying to learn how to live His life and our lives, trying to love like He loved, serve like He did, and be like Him. Well, as Jesus' apprentices, we have a model that we live for. And the model for Jesus' apprentices is, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. That is our goal as Jesus' apprentice. Well, we have been in this journey in the Gospel Luke for almost 4 weeks. That's right, we are on our fourth week. And today we'll be studying Luke chapter 2, verses 36 to 38, three verses. And here we'll see the moment that Jesus, the baby Jesus, is greeted by Anna and her words and prophets. I think will be a powerful message. But before we consider that, I want to remind you about our memory verse. Every week we choose one verse, a Bible verse, from the portion that we are reading on that week for us to memorize. And the memory verse for our fourth week is, I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. These words are words from Simon that we studied yesterday. And do you mind to repeat after me? I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. Yes, Christ is the salvation. Christ is the hope for everyone. Not just for Jews, but for everyone. Because in Christ, there's no Jews or Gentiles. In Christ, there's no male or female. In Christ, there's no slaves or free men. We all are one in Christ. And Christ loves everyone. The Father loves everyone. The Holy Spirit loves everyone. And they want to save everyone. Not everyone will be saved, but their desire was to save everyone. Well, before we go and study this verse, I want to give you a second, a minute for you to prepare yourself to encounter Jesus Christ on His word. We trust on the prophets or on the promise of Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we'll receive His mercy and we'll find grace to help us when we need it the most. So every time we come to God, He's waiting for us. And He was waiting to be with us, to bless us. And I do believe when we come into the Word of God, we are coming to His presence. We are coming to His Word. And we need to prepare so we can perceive and pay attention to the impressions, to the thoughts, the feelings, and the ideas that He wants to share with us. So at this moment, take this 1 minute to prepare yourself to meet the Lord. Thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you to have an encounter with you, to feel your presence, to experience your love, and to find your mercy and grace. Help us, Lord, to see you and live your life and our lives. Forgive our sins and speak to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, if you have your Bible with you, you can open, or maybe you can find the Bible verse on your electronic device, a computer, tablet, or cell phone. So we are reading today Luke chapter 2, verses 36, 37, and 38. So yesterday, we studied that Jesus, right, was took by Mary and Joseph to the temple of Jerusalem. They left Bethlehem to the temple 40 days after the birth of Jesus. And they are going to the temple for the purification process of Mary after Jesus' birth, but at the same time to present, to dedicate Jesus to the Lord. Okay, so we studied that yesterday, and how Simon, a man of God that had received a promise from God that he would not die until he would see Jesus or the Messiah, was there, and he was propelled to go to the temple by the Holy Spirit so he could meet the Lord there. And there is this joyful moment, and Simon shares some words of prophecy upon the baby Jesus and also to Mary, right? It is a beautiful moment. So during that moment that Simon has baby Jesus in his arms, something happens. A second person appears into the account. It's Anna. And what we see here, before we go there, is a perfect balance of the Gospel of Luke. If you remember, the Gospel of Luke is the most inclusive of all the Gospels. Luke is trying to convey to his first readers, that basically were Gentiles or people that just accept Jesus, that Jesus and the love of God was inclusive love for everyone. So we see a balance between men and women. So in the first chapter, we see Zechariah, and then we see Mary. We see the witness of Simon, and now we see Anna. Luke is very intentional in trying to include those that are outcasts in some cases, and for instance, women, foreigners, people that are sick, people that are poor, people that were rejected by the Jewish leaders at the time. So Luke's trying to find perfect balance and show God's love through his narrative. And that's so powerful. And here we come during that moment that Simon is holding the baby. Luke calls her attention. He's kind of moved the camera, right? So like I have two cameras here, and sometimes I'm speaking to this camera, sometimes to that camera. Luke's kind of moving the camera from Simon to this another person, Anna. So let's learn and meet this lady. And Luke, because he's doing a very detailed account, he tries to provide as much information as possible. So Luke 2, verse 36, Anna. And by the way, the name Anna means favor, mercy, that has been merciful, favors, right? Anna take us to the Hebrew Bible, the mother of Samuel, okay? So Anna, a prophet. Well, Luke is starting to identify she's not any woman, she's a prophet. And because she was a prophet, we are talking about someone that was used by the Holy Spirit. Again, the Gospel of Luke is the Gospel of the Holy Spirit, the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And now we see a woman that is used by the Holy Spirit in a daily basis. So Anna, a prophet, was also there in the temple. So she was there during that moment that Simon was holding baby Jesus. And now Luke wants to give a zoom in on Anna and try to describe who she was, what's the background, what's the story of this lady, this prophet. She was the daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher, and she was very old. Let's stop here for a second. So Luke provides the name of her father, somehow was known. We don't have a lot of information, but somehow was known. And the tribe that she came, right? So she's one of the tribes, the north tribes of Israel. If you remember when Joshua conquered the promised land, right? He divided the promised land in 12 tribes, or among the 12 tribes, better saying. Right? And Asher is responsible for the north territories. Later on, after Solomon, right, what you see, we see a division. So the 10 tribes on the north becomes the people of Israel, or the nation of Israel, and the 2 tribes on the south becomes Judah, where Jerusalem is connected. So Phanuel, or better saying, Phanuel was from Asher's tribe, and Anna as well. It's just a side note here. According to apocryphics books, what are those books? Books that are not part of the collection of the Bible. They are apocryphs, right? So what that means? There are books that sometimes talk about similar things of the biblical books. They talk about life, history, culture at the time, but sometimes they are trying to give some religious or spiritual information. However, they are not considered part of the Bible because sometimes there's a question who's the author, or a majority of the cases a question about the theology of this book. Right? That doesn't resonate well with the other books. That is teaching something different from the other books, right? If we believe that the Holy Spirit is behind the Bible, and I do believe on that way, we have a harmonic main themes. Yeah, we can defer having some details that are different because we see men and women writing this book. However, the main themes, the main truths, the main theology is still the same, connect through over. And those books somehow, they dissonate from that, right? So when the Holy Spirit was leading this process of putting together the Bible, the books of the Bible, those books were not considered part of the Bible. So some of these books that are not part of the Bible and some early traditions indicate that Anna was the mother of Mary. And Phanuel was Mary's grandfather. You see, we don't have any indication of that. We don't have any reference in the Bible. That is something that appears in books that that are not part of the Bible, even early traditions. But just a side note, how interesting people perceive the importance of Anna, right? And she was of old age. And here, Luke now will give a little bit more information about Anna. Her husband died when they had been married only 7 years. She was a widow. After 7 years of marriage, he passes away. Just by that, we realize Anna didn't have an easy journey. She had her turmoils. And being a widow in that time, it was not easy. Like, it's not easy today. The reality is that everyone has their own challenges, and you have your own challenges. I have my own challenges. Behind every face and name, there is a story, there is an account that carries painful moments, events, and circumstances. That's the life that we are here. And Anna suffered that. Verse 37, then she lived as a widow to the age of 84. 84. So, as is written here, the idea is that she's 84 years old. So she spent more time in a widow situation than being married, right? Some scholars, they question if her age was 84 years old, or this period of time of 40 years is a period of her widow, her time off as a widow. So she was a widow for 84 years. And if that's the case, she has been a widow for 84 years. If you add 7 years of marriage, plus a girl would be married by the age of 14 or 15, but let's say 14, we're talking about a lady of 105 years old, okay? So it does not matter if it's 84 or 105. What we see, it's a woman that had lived many years and that have faced many challenges. And if you remember, the average age or span of a lifetime during Jesus' time, we're talking about 35, 40 years, right? She's at least 85 or could be even 105, 106 years old. Right? And this struggle with life, all that. And my question for you is, when you face turmoils, challenges in your life, where you go to? Who give you support? Who give you strength? Where you go to? Interesting that the Bible says about Anna. She never left the temple, but stayed there day and night, worshiping God with fasting and prayer. Somehow, the only way that Anna was able to continue her life and face her challenges was being with God. She stayed in the temple. Some people say that, yes, she was there all the time, right? So where's Anna? Ah, probably in the temple. She loves being in the temple. Or some even suggest that probably in the temple of Jerusalem at that time, they have a special room for the widows. So they could take care of the widows. So even some scholars may suggest that, yeah, Anna lived in this room in the temple. But what we know, she was there. And she was there day and night. And I think that's a reference because there's two special moments of worship during the temple on Jesus' time. In the morning, in the day. She will not miss a service. She was there. And she was there with prayer and fasting. She realized the only way to keep going through her with her life was being connected with God. So my question for you today is, are you connected with God? Do you have pleasure to seek His presence, to stay with Him? Is a walking with God something that brings pleasure or is a burden for you? Being in God's presence, fellowshipping with His body, the members, being a church environment building is something that you have pleasure, that you look for, or something that you try to avoid. You see, Anna had this desire to be always in God's presence, to strengthen her, for her to love Him, to appreciate Him and praise Him. So what we see here is a picture of a woman that deserves our respect. And then Luke continues, okay? So somehow we had an understanding about her, but Luke continues saying the following. She came along just as Simon was talking with Mary and Joseph, and she began praising God. So as Simon was holding baby Jesus, talking to Mary and to Joseph, she approaches. The Holy Spirit, like, moves her to say, that is the one That is the Messiah. That is the Christ. And as she approaches Mary, Joseph, baby Jesus, and Simon, she starts praising the Lord. That's amazing. And can you imagine Mary, how she feels? Like, Simon is sharing powerful and strong words, and we studied yesterday about it, right? And now another lady comes and maybe jumping on her age and say and praising the Lord for that baby. That probably was a moving experience for everyone. She talked about the child to everyone who had been waiting expectantly for God to rescue Jerusalem. We don't know exactly her words like we have for Simon from Zechariah, but we have the heart of her message, the restoration, the idea of Isaiah, the idea of the Psalms, of God coming and restoring his people. God, the rescue worker, came to restore. Her burden, or her heart had a burden for the restoration, for the coming of the Messiah. What is the burden of your heart? What do you look for? You look for to your degree, to your retirement, to your promotion. What do you look for? To a vacation, holidays? You know what? Those things are good, and we should look forward to that. But more important to that, we should look forward to the coming of the Messiah. The coming of the Messiah in your heart daily, and also one day in the clouds of heaven. That is how Jesus' apprentices live. They seek the Lord, the Messiah, being a reality in a daily life, in a daily basis, but also looking forward to the consummation of God's kingdom. Are you prioritizing Jesus, spending time with him, praise him? You know what? I think Anna has so much to teach me. And I think she has some lessons for you as well. And I pray that you reflect and meditate on her life and apply the lessons that you're learning in your life as Jesus' apprentices. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for your blessings. Thank you for the account of Anna and for what you have been doing in us and through us throughout this journey of studying the Gospel of Luke. Bless us, Lord. Be with everyone that's listening to my voice. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, are you ready for those questions for reflection, questions for you to think throughout your day, questions for you to journey? Okay, let's see the questions here. What is happening in this passage? What is stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and his kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? How can I share these lessons with others today? Well, I know Anna's story has so much to teach me, and I have been reflecting about that. And I pray that as we reflect together about her account, her story, her life, we can somehow imitate her, because she was loving the Lord with all her heart, with all her soul, mind, and strength, and loving the neighbor as she loved herself. Well, if you want to watch this episode again or even share with someone, remember that all the archives of this journey is available on YouTube, Facebook, podcasts, and some on Instagram as well. Okay, so you can share, you can invite other people to come along, you can watch again, and if you need to need some help to find where to find the archive, well, you can visit our website, www.therescueworker.com. May God bless you. May the Holy Spirit be with you. And I pray that He'll give you more desire to be in God's presence every single day. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.